إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة. من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد، ومن يعص الله ورسوله فلا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، you look at the history of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you see a man sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who used to know who to choose for the task that their best has. Islam, and not only Islam, La ilaha illallah through generations, was raised on the shoulders of the young, energetic. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mastered how to put each person in the position that best suits him. If you look at the history, Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he stood against his father who was a idol worshiper, قَالُوا سَمِعَنَا فَتًا. فَتًا meaning a little young man, teenager. قَالُوا سَمِعْنَا فَتًا يَذْكُرُهُمْ يُقَالُ لَهُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. Ibrahim, when he demolished the statues and hung the sword in the oldest statue and the biggest one, and he said, here's the one who did it. He said, who did this? Who demolished that statue? Fatan. A young man named Ibrahim, Yusuf. You know, when Yusuf was tempted, the wife of the king tempted him to do that which Allah prohibited and that which he ran away from, he was a young man. A young teenager. وَلَمَّا بَلَى Allah says later on in his life, way, way later on, after he took leadership in Mother, وَلَمَّا بَلَغَ أَشِدَّرُ وَاسْتَوَى آتَيْنَاهُ حُكْمًا وَعِلْمًا. Allah chose from among the ummah the messengers. And from among the messengers, he chose the best of the messengers, which was Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And from Esther, he chose the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he chose the best of all people to surround the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The pure people. Look at a journey of how the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam raised them in one issue, in da'wah. Just in one issue. They're oppressed in Mecca. They're being tortured. They're being annihilated. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells them to go to Africa because in there is Najashi, a king who no one gets oppressed under his leadership. When Quraysh found out about that, they sent Amr ibn al-As and Abdullah ibn Abi Rabi'ah radiallahu anhum. This was before they embraced Islam. They sent these two men, you know why? Because they were the wicked men of Quraysh. Eloquent speakers. Meaning if they were today, they would be the top attorneys of our time. Very eloquent speakers. So they sent Amr ibn al-As and Abdullah ibn Abi Rabi'ah to go and persuade the Najashi to send them back so they can kill them. They walk in al-Najashi with gifts and gold and everything you can imagine to start a bargain. And Najashi was a man like the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no one gets oppressed under his leadership. So when they walked up to him, they thought, few words are going to persuade him, and they're going to go back. He's going to send Quraysh, whoever embraced Islam, of Quraysh back. But that wasn't the situation. And Najashi said, bring the other party. bring the other party. You know who the spokesman of the Muslim was? A young man. A young man in his early 20s. Ja'far ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu. He stands in front of al-Najashi. Al-Najashi asks him, what have you done to your people? Why did you run away? Listen to this giant thought. Young in age, but raised under the hands of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, giving the wisdom, not only the knowledge of da'wah, but the wisdom of da'wah. The wisdom of da'wah. He said, oh king, look at the respect. The guy's an infidel. He's not Muslim. He's gathered. Oh king, we used to betray. We used to steal. We used to take the property of each other. We used to commit adultery and fornication. We used to uphold their sins. Then Allah sent us a messenger from amongst us. Who we know his family. We know him. He's trustworthy. We never tried a lie upon him before. He told us to stop worshiping the statues. Note the unique words that he's using. He's talking to a Christian, not an idol worshiper. We stopped worshiping the idols our people were worshiping. So Allah guided us with this man. We stopped the killing. We stopped the lying. We stopped being untrusty. We stopped the adultery and fornication. We stop worshiping statues and stones and we worship Allah. And Najashi is stunned and he continues going on of the significance of Islam. And Najashi is stunned by this man. How? He presented this, if you read in Arabic, it's worded in so eloquent words of Arabic language. Well, if all the philosophers and the poets today were together, they wouldn't be able to do what Ja'far ibn Abi Talib did in that moment. You think you have something of that which was revealed to you back then? Do you have something of the Quran, of what Allah reveals to this man? What a misguided man who's raised under the hands of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam chose. What do you think he chose? Surah Maryam. He could have chosen other verses. The wisdom of the da'wah. He's talking to a Christian. He wants to show him how it's in the Quran. What we say about Isa alayhi salam. Wisdom. Wisdom even the wicked people of Makkah couldn't get to them. Kafa ya Isaad. Wadkur fil kitab Maryam. And remember, in the book Maryam, when she walked on a journey, and how Jibreel came to her and told her that she shall conceive a child. And she said, how? How when I never touched a man? And then when she conceived him, فَأَتَتْ فِيهِ قَوْمَهَا تَحْمِلُهُ قَالُوا يَا مَرْيَمُ لَقَدْ جِئْتِ شَيْئًا فَرِيًّا يَا أُخْتَ هَارُونَ مَا كَانَ أَبُوكِ امْرَأَ سَوْءٍ وما كانت أمك بقيا فأشارت إليه.
She pointed to him. She came to her people. You're in a cliff. They told her, Maryam, your father was a pious person. Your mother was never a prostitute. How could you?
فأشارت إليه. قالوا كيف نكلم من كان في المهد صبيا.
What are you crazy, Maryam? You want us to talk to a child?
قَالَتْ إِنِّي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ قَالَتْ إِنِّي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ آتَانِيَ الْكِتَابَ وَجَعَلَنِي نَبِيًّا وَجَعَلَنِي مُبَارَكًا أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُ وأوصاني بالصلاة والزكاة ما دمت حيا.
The little child talks to him, إني عبد الله, I am the slave. A baby in her hand says, إني عبد الله, آتاني الكتاب, he gave me the book, وجعلني نبي. I'm a messenger.
He's a baby. In her hand, he said that in the messenger. وَجَعَلَنِي مُبَارَكًا أَيْنَمَا كُنْ
And he made me pure wherever I go. وَأَوْصَانِي بِالصَّلَاةِ
And he made me pray and purify me. مَا دُنْتُ حَيَّ
As long as I am alive.
He continued reading the significance of Isa.
What do you think in Najashi did?
He began to shed tears.
His tears began to fall to the point his beard became
what?
But when he cried,
those same people around him,
the victims,
when Amr ibn al-As and Abdullah ibn Abi Rabi'ah
said, send them along, they said, yeah, send them.
These are people who left their people, these are people who are correct, left the mainstream of correct,
send them back.
When they heard this and they cried,
they know this one's the word of Allah. Why wouldn't they cry?
Why wouldn't they cry when Allah said if this Quran were to come down on a mountain, it would crumble it down into pieces.
However, some hearts of humans are harder than the mountains. ثُمَّ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ فَهِيَ كَالْحِجَارَةِ أَوْ أَشَدُّ قَسْوَةً
Some of the hearts become harder than stone, or in fact harder than stone.
But I'm against you.
No, these were the words of the truth.
After he said, read that,
and he heard that, and he said, tears from these eloquent words from on top of heaven's side,
he said, go, you shall not be oppressed.
Why did he choose Maryam,
the wisdom of the da'wah,
to show this man what we say about Isa?
How come he didn't choose other verses that he had memorized?
How come?
Because this was a man who had knowledge.
And he had wisdom of how to convey this knowledge.
Wisdom of how to convey the knowledge.
Amr ibn al-As,
Jafarian.
These bombs, you see us?
We're the leaders of Quraysh. These people, you see us?
Wallahi, tomorrow I'm going to show them.
He went the next day.
He told the Najashi, you know what they say about Isa?
He tried to get Najashi from his weak spot.
Najashi loves Isa.
He said, they became Isa.
Immediately come back
there.
Salama radiallahu anha said, when he said, come back there after we heard that,
we thought
that we're doomed.
The Muslims didn't say that much.
She said, we were depressed.
The word.
She said, we were literally depressed.
The next day they go, they tell him,
what are you going to say, Ja'far, now?
We're cornered.
What are we going to say?
Ja'far said,
Wallahi, I'm going to tell them
what Allah and His Messenger told them.
He said, what?
You're going to tell them what Allah and His Messenger told us?
We're insane.
We're for sure insane.
Listen to the da'wah, the wisdom.
In the initial stage,
he gave them the significance of Isa alayhi salam.
When they asked, where they are,
there's no hiding.
We don't stand first, we don't hide.
Islam is clear and white to the universe.
Don't hide nothing.
We're not liars.
If we accept Islam, let's
be presented in the best manner we could give it.
We're a mantra for them to walk on in the initial stage of da'wah.
If they ask,
don't hide nothing.
Don't hide nothing.
Don't try to tamper with the teachings of Islam.
He went the next day, he said, what are you going to tell him?
He said, I'm going to tell him what Allah and His Messenger said.
He is the Messenger of Allah.
Najashi asked him,
what do you say about Isa?
He said, we say that Isa is the Messenger of Allah.
Najashi looked at him and said,
Wallahi, Isa said the same thing. Go, you're free to go.
Look how the truth got him out of that situation.
Wisdom. Following the commands of the Prophet
and the wisdom of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in his da'wah.
Take one more example, Mus'ab ibn Umayr.
Mus'ab ibn Umayr, you all know him.
Also a young man in his teens.
In his teens,
these were men, teenagers.
Our life starts when they were in their 30s.
Their life ended, most of them, when they were teenagers.
Mus'ab ibn Umayr was the young man, the rich man of Mecca,
who the Prophet used to say, if he walks in an alley,
we know Mus'ab walked in the alley from the colony he used to wear.
His skin was tough. His mother spoiled him because he was rich.
But he embraced Islam.
And that changed to the point the Prophet described him when he died,
that his skin was harsher than the skin of a snake. No time for himself. That one. Who was this man? Who was this teenager?
He was the ambassador of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We can go on and talk about this man, but I want one story of his.
One story, Dawah. That's all. One of his stories. He's sitting in Mecca, and everyone is embracing Islam. Everyone he talks to, he persuades them. And why wouldn't people embrace Islam when it's the truth? He's sitting next to his son, his right-hand man, who he befriended in Medina, As'ad ibn Zurara. In the young people of Mecca, people group after group embraced Islam under this man. He became a danger. So they told the leaders of Medina, Usayd ibn Ubayr, radiallahu anhu, before he embraced Islam, go stop these people. They're causing fitna. The Jews are trying to cause fitna. They're causing problems in Medina, go stop them. He got mad. They inspired it. He got mad. He took his spear. He said, I'm going to put an end to it. He walks in on them. Two very calm young men. He says, what's your story? Why are you denying people in Medina from worshiping the idols? What have you come here to cause? And he began, as the Sayyid ibn Hubayr stated, I left no curse word I didn't tell them. I yelled at them. You know what those two young men raised under the hand of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Calm and collect. Oh, uncle, when he was done, are you done? He said, yeah. He let it out. He left everything in his system out. Are you done? He said, yeah. Oh, uncle, we'll take the word. All of them grew up in Medina. But Usayd ibn Hubayr was one of the leaders of Medina. Oh, uncle, a leader of Medina, could you sit down and listen to us? If you don't like what we say, we'll walk away and go. If you like what we say, you will keep us there, and it's up to your discretion. He said, wallahi, that's justice. They were men. Even before Islam, they were men. He put his spear in the ground and he sat with them. He began to recite some Quran to them. And again, what happened to Najashi happened to him. Mus'ab ibn Umayr said, wallahi, I seen Islam in his face before he said a word. As soon as Quran was done, and they told him a few issues about Islam, he said, how does one want to embrace Islam too? He said, you say, ashadu an la ilaha illallah. You purify yourself and you pray to rak'at. He went in there and prayed in front of him to rak'at. He said, stop. An immediate change. He's a da'iyah. Every Muslim is a da'iyah. You don't just pray and fast and say you're a Muslim. That doesn't work in Islam. The minute he embraced Islam, he's a da'iyah. What did he do? I'm going to send you one more man. If this man embraces Islam, Medina in its entirety is going to embrace Islam. Sa'd ibn Mu'adh radiallahu anhu. He went to Sa'd ibn Mu'adh. Da'iyah now. To send him so he can be guided like he was guided. Sa'd ibn Mu'adh, he tells him, wallah, he tells the people around him, he came in a face other than the face he left him. No! أَبَرَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ عَلَى نُورٍ مِنْ رَبِّهِ. Is he who Allah opens his chest for Islam? Like the one who has brightness in him. Brightness that shows on the face. Brightness from the depths of darkness of worshiping idols to the brightness of La ilaha illallah. It showed on his face instantly. He said he came back in a face other than the face he left in. Yes, of course he did. He said, what happened? Did I talk to them? I cursed them? I yelled at them? And they promised me something good. Meaning they make stuff. But, Sa'd ibn Mu'adh, you have a relative there named As'ad ibn Zurara. I heard Quraysh is going to come and kill him. Because he's supporting Mus'ab ibn Umayr. He's just saying this so he can get Sa'd ibn Mu'adh to go there. To stop him because he could not allow his relative to be killed because then it would be his duty to revenge him. And they don't want to get to that point. They want to eliminate the problem. So Sa'd ibn Mu'adh takes the spear and goes, does exactly like what his friend Usayd ibn Hubayr did. He said, I walked in and they were calm and collected. We prayed in Quran. Smiles on their faces. I yelled at them. I cursed them. And they said, uncle, are you done?
O leader of Medina, could you listen to us? If you like that which we say, then you may keep affair at your discretion. If you don't, we will pack and go back where we came from. He said, wallahi, put this here and sit down with them. They give him some verses of the Quran, a few messages from Islam, and he becomes a Muslim on the spot. On the spot, you Muslims, listen to this. On the spot, he becomes another da'iyah. He goes for strike immediately. Immediately, without hesitation, he says, who am I to you, to his tribe? They said, you are a leader. You are this. You are that. And they praise him. They praise him. They praise him. And so he said, wallahi, I will not stop to know you. All of you are haram upon me. Relationship, talking, husband. I'm no longer your leader until you say, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. He tried an entire in Medina, follow behind him. All say, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Mus'ab ibn Umayr established an entire town under La ilaha illallah. How old was Mus'ab ibn Umayr? A teenager. A teenager. A teenager who made Medina embrace Islam. A teenager who made the people of Medina run to the borders of it. Shamsin tala' al-badr alayna min thaniyat al-wada'. Shamsin, glory to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who has come to guide us to the right path. Mus'ab, that's Mus'ab ibn Umayr. Look at the teenager. One more example. Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu anhu. But when you know the story, we don't say the stories to weep over them. We don't know, we don't say the stories because of the comfort of reading the stories. We say the stories so we can imitate them. So we can follow in their footsteps, in their wisdom of da'wah, before their da'wah, how they have their wisdom of da'wah. Mu'adh ibn Jabal, radiallahu anhu. Who doesn't know Mu'adh ibn Jabal? Who doesn't know Mu'adh ibn Jabal? You know Mu'adh ibn Jabal? His lifespan in Islam was when he was 18 to he was 33. He embraced Islam when he was 18 and he died when he was 33. If we die when we're 33 today, no one knows about us because we didn't even start our life. We're still in Wednesday and you are then studying at 33. This man made a name for himself between the age of 18 to 33. You know what his task was? His task was the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent him to Yemen. These were teenagers. One to Africa. The second one to Medina. This one to Yemen. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, Mu'adh, I love you. The Prophet told Mu'adh, I love you. It's a wonder. The Prophet tells this man, I love you. If Mu'adh told him, I love you, it's not a big deal. Because everyone loves the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not even humans loved him. Stones, the clouds on top of him used to shade him when he traveled. The trees and stones used to give him salam when he walked. If the stones and trees and clouds loved him, why wouldn't humans love him? Unless they are stray. But for the Prophet to tell a man, I love you, it's a miracle. A young man, he said, Ya Mu'adh, I'm going to send you to Yemen. You're going to meet people of the book. Look at that, the first issue. Why do you think he told them, I'm going to send you to the people of the book? The reason, you got to know who you're talking to. Just like Mus'ab ibn Umayr knew who he was talking to. Just like Ja'far ibn Abi Talib, no, he was talking to a Christian and he knows verses to pick out. He says, I'm going to send it to the people of the book. First thing, you better know in da'wah who you're talking to. Then يَكُنْ أَوَّلْ مَا تَدْعُوَنْ إِلَيْكْ شَهَادَةُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهِ إِلَهُ. The second issue you need to know what to start with. Because if you talk to the people of the book, you're not going to talk to them like you're talking to an atheist. Everyone will approach him in the proper manner that suits him. The second issue, you don't go to the people of the book and you say, why are you in a bar? You don't go to the people of the book and say, why are you committing adultery and fornication? These people are doomed to hell if you don't rescue them. If they're doing corrupt to him, انك تأتي قوما اهل كتاب. فليكن اول ما تدعون اليه شهادة ان لا اله الا الله. لا اله الا الله. That's your mission. You stay persistent for that mission. Until you get them to embrace لا اله الا الله. Once you get them to embrace لا اله الا الله, you get them to go and pray. Then tell them they have five prayers or during the time. Okay, so if you go to people these days and they say la ilaha illallah, but they don't pray, what do you go? What do you start with? Start with prayer. Prayer. The one the vast majority of the ummah doesn't do, we start with that in our da'wah amongst the Muslims. And indeed the Muslims need this more than the vast majority of the non-Muslims, because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, between a man and kufr is living prayer. Living prayer. So if you're approaching a Muslim with La ilaha illallah, you teach him his prayer. And then he went on step by step, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, teaching him how to go and teach people their religion. Step by step, wisdom of the da'wah. That's how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam raised his heroic men who led the world, who led the world to his feet. أقول هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين. أما بعد, da'wah is a crown of honor on every Muslim's head. The Prophet, you know, today to brag, I'm an engineer, I'm a lawyer, I'm a doctor. The Prophet used to brag, I'm a da'i. قل هذه سبيلي أدعو إلى الله على بصيرة. Tell him this is my path. I perform da'wah with knowledge. With knowledge. You have to have knowledge with da'wah. Not only did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do that, but also Allah commanded the du'a. Let us just understand. No one can be excused from this. No one. No one. You can't say, I'm an engineer, I'm a doctor, I'm a lawyer, I'm a student. You're not excused. Your goal is a da'iyah. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِّمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ. Who's a better person than me who is a da'iyah? وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا in this good. وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنْ مُسْلِمِينَ. Honor! A honor in every Muslim by each thing is a da'iyah. Just look at the people around you. If they love sports, that's all they talk about. If they love girls, that's all they talk about. Anything they love, it mixes within their flesh and blood to be a point everywhere they are, that's all they talk about. And if you're truly a good Muslim, that's gonna be what mixes in you. That's all what's on your mind to rescue people from hell unto heaven. But it has to be like the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ala basira, knowledge, knowledge, you have to have knowledge. What made them get down to its entirety to Islam? The one they just mentioned, what made them? Knowledge, wisdom of how to present the Islam. Those are important things that doesn't come just by revelation from Allah to you. You gotta sit and learn among the scholars, the learned people, Islam and the wisdom of Islam to convey this message. That's why Islam put a lot of emphasis on learning. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, as in Sahih Muslim, narrated by Muawiyah ibn Abi Talib radiyallahu anhu, he walked in on his people and they were sitting in a halaqa similar to this, reading, learning about Islam. He said, what are you people doing? He said, we're studying Islam. He said, by Allah, the only reason you gathered is to study Islam. He said, Allah, you Prophet of Allah, that's the only reason we gathered, to study Islam. He said, by Allah, again, the only reason you gathered is to study Islam. He said, Wallahi, O Prophet of Allah, that's all we gathered for. He said, Wallahi, I didn't doubt you. Wallahi, I did not doubt you. But Jibreel came to me earlier and told me, Allah is bragging about a group of Muslims in your mosque who are there gathered to learn Islam. Allah, on top of that, said, when you sit in a student, as a student of knowledge for Islam, Allah on top of them guys brags up to his angels about every person in that halaqa. Knowledge is what made the universe under the Muslims' rule. Knowledge and wisdom of how to convey that message. ثم صلوا على خاتم النبيين وإمام المرسلين فقد أمركم الله بالصلاة والسلام عليه، فقال إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما، وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم من صلى علي واحدة صلى الله عليه بها عشرة. اللهم صل وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت وباركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وارض اللهم عن الأربعة الخلفاء الأئمة الحنفاء أبي بكر الصديق وعمر الفاروق وذي النورين عثمان وأبي الصديقين علي، وعن آل بيت نبيك الطيبين الطاهرين، وعن أزواج أمهات المؤمنين، وعنا معهم بمنك وعفوك وإحسانك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام وأعز المسلمين ودمر أعداء الدين وأهلك الزنادقة والملحدين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في فلسطين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كشمير. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في أفغانستان. اللهم عليك بأعداء الدين، اللهم عليك بهم فإنهم لا يعلمون.